This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Bernstein and Harris.
You are disassociated with the common man.
Middays 10 till 2.
Who is more likely to be buying expiring meat and day-old baked goods?
That's you, because you play bingo with your health.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I can't help it that I don't play bingo with my health.
Bingo.
0-1. Grounder, left side, sliding grab, throw to first, stretch, it's in time. What a play by Miguel Rojas, and it ends the ball game.
Waiting to see if the Cubs are going to challenge here. Dansby's looking into the dugout, and not going to challenge.
So the Cubs, they lose 6-3 tonight, lose the first two games of the season here in Tokyo.
All right, so that's when things didn't go the way that Cubs fans and the Cubs themselves wanted things to go, starting 0-2 over in Japan. And now we have a reset of sorts, a week to get things together before the back half of the season, a.k.a. the rest of the schedule, the 160, if you will, starts. For more on that, joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Alex Cohen. He is the Marquee Sports Network play-by-play announcer, CircaLasVegas.com. Alex, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the big promotion to being Marquee full-time.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it. And, it's been a nice run so far. Yeah, I was able to do some games last year and then start the season in Tokyo, albeit not with the results that Cubs fans would have hoped, but it was still it was really a tremendous experience.
And I say, you did some games. You did a no-hitter.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, well, I found out that I was doing the game, 6 hours before. And, fortunately, I was in Chicago at that time visiting some family. And it was during an Iowa Cubs off day, so I was there. And I was able to call the game. So I found out at 1 p.m., was in the booth at 6 p.m., and called a no-hitter by 9 p.m. So it was all... it was a whirlwind, to say the least.
All in a day's work for Alex Cohen. And then you just wink at the camera. I do want to ask you, not just about the Cubs, but about your experience as well. Because if it wasn't for you, Scott Chagnon, Taylor McGregor, we wouldn't have known what was going on in Japan outside of a few other social media accounts visually. You know, the writers did a good job, but it was hard to find a lot of that content on MLB, for example. What were your takeaways from the trip overall, just from a cultural standpoint and seeing Japan in that way, being representative of a team where there was such excitement built around this?
Well, first of all, Tokyo was incredible. It was clean. People were polite. Everything was on time. I'm growing out my beard because I ate so much food that I think my face got a little fat. too much ramen, too much sushi, too much rice. But it was great. And it was really cool to see them embrace Major League Baseball, U.S. baseball. You know, you get off a train in Shibuya Crossing, and there's a Cubs hat, and there's a Dodger hat. You get off a bus. Yeah, right in front of the Tokyo Dome, and there's a hologram of Shohei Ohtani saying welcome. I mean, they really embraced what Major League Baseball is trying to do and make the game global. And you brought up Taylor McGregor and Scotty Shaggs, and I mean, all this wouldn't have been possible without them and their ideas. And it was TikTok Taylor taking on Tokyo, so she did a wonderful job. And we brought together some fun ideas, going to the Museum of Japanese Baseball, and we went to a pig cafe, and we were able to do it all on the Marquee Sports Network app. So for all that content, for fans who are looking at all those stories outside of the game of baseball, just download the app. Those are archived, and I spilled ramen on my shirt and ruined the shirt, and all in a day's work, as you said, Layla. So it was fun.
Alex, tell us more about your role, because obviously we know you're calling games as Bukshambi's official backup whenever he is not on the call. But you're doing more than that, because you've got a large role on the digital side as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hopefully I could be a Ben Zobrist for the Marquee team, just do a little bit of everything from a digital standpoint, just being able to put stories across the 162, now 160 game season, and get a glimpse into the inside of not just baseball, but also what these players and what the staff members and what the organization does. So just trying to paint that picture, and then just be a backup to everything, because as you well know, in the midst of a summer, a lot of things can happen and schedules can get changed. So just being here in Chicago, I can't wait. I mean, I spent 7 years in Iowa and I loved it, but got some family in Chicago. I love the city of Chicago. Chicago's the best summer city in the country. So just being able to be here full time for that, it's going to be a lot of fun.
What were your impressions of what you saw out of this Cubs team in those first two games? I told Marshall when we were first watching it, given that the starting pitchers for both teams didn't go very long, for example, and the lineups and some of the decisions that were made regarding, when in doubt, sit Freddie Freeman. I'm sure Cubs had no problem with that. when in doubt, right, Mookie Betts is going to be ill and it's okay. Let's get him back home and get him well. But it did feel more like spring training plus. And unfortunately, those games do count against the ledger.
They do, and they count for the home games as well. So you only have, 79 openings at Wrigley Field now. But, I think when you're playing meaningful games on March 19th and March 20th, yes, they're very important, but you also have to be careful. You don't want guys to get hurt, because remember, most seasons you are week three, week four into spring training play, and you still have 7 to 10 days to figure out your roster and build guys up, especially pitchers. So you have to be careful with that. And I think if you talk to Craig Counsell, he was pretty transparent about his starting pitchers that, they're going to let them go, but not go that far. And for Shota Imanaga to throw 4 scoreless no-hit innings and that start against in Tokyo against, Shohei Ohtani, that first at-bat, for him to have those type of high-leverage pitches like that and wiggle through some traffic, and he walked 4 guys but didn't give up any runs, that's a really big test for him. So I think that was really good for Shota. I thought Dansby Swanson looked really good. I thought Ian Happ looked really good. I think that Matt Shaw, a couple of really nice plays defensively at third. That defensive part of his game was a question mark because he's transitioning to a new position. He had that throwing error in game 1 against the Dodgers. So I think he passed some tests in game 2. So those are the good things. I think that they walk too many hitters. I think the situational hitting can obviously improve. You got to get Kyle Tucker, not only hot, but also you're playing consistently and seeing the ball well. And I really think that second game against the Dodgers, he had a fly out to the track in right center. He had that double to the opposite field. I think he's starting to see the ball well. So, and I really think as good as Kyle Tucker is, as he goes, the Cubs will go. If he is an MVP caliber player, Cubs make the playoffs. If he's not, they're going to have to find some other ways to make the playoffs.
I couldn't have put that any better. He's got to be the guy to perform. I completely agree. Situational hitting is an excellent way of describing what happened, say, against Roki Sasaki when he loaded the bases. But I also want to add this. I think it was a real positive that we saw Matt Shaw, after that bad defensive error in Game 1, come back and essentially have the same motion, you know, to make an excellent play to get Will Smith out for that put out there. It really showed that he didn't let it sit with him too long defensively.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt, he's a really talented player. He's a really smart kid. And just remember, it's only his second full pro season in baseball. He was a shortstop in college. So he's a guy that was a shortstop in college, came back, signed pro ball, played second base, and really only started playing third base last year. His instincts are more left side of the infield, so I think at 30 looks better. But really, you know, since the start of spring training last year, where you saw glimpses were rare, he could really play there. It's going to be one of those things. It's not a linear progression. I mean, it is going to be two steps forward, one step back, three step forward, one step back. But I think we saw the three steps forward in that second game. You said the play against Will Smith. He made three really good defensive plays in that second game. So if he can build off of that, he's the Cubs' third baseman of the future.
I'm looking forward to Matt Shaw putting together a season that would challenge for Rookie of the Year in the National League. Meanwhile, I'm looking around the division, and I'm wondering how much separation will there be between the Cubs and the Brewers, going either way, whether it's the Cubs out front, the Brewers out front. That's really where my curiosity lies. But I look at the schedule, Alex, out of the gate, and I'm trying to put it in perspective how difficult it is from jump when you look at what they have to do on the West Coast and playing so many games against the NL West. How concerned are you about the start of this through maybe the end of April?
It's going to be a tough start. You talk about that separation. There won't be much in April because both teams, the Brewers and the Cubs, and even the Reds for that matter, they have tough schedules. But for the Cubs to go to Arizona, then face off Zach Allen game one, Corbin Burns in game two, that's tough. To go to Sacramento and play in that ballpark where you really don't know the dimensions, you don't know how it plays, that'll be a big question mark. And then you come back home and you play the Padres and the Rangers. I mean, it's a really tough draw, but you know, I think this is a Cubs team that has enough starting pitching to keep them into games. And I think they have a much better bullpen than they did last year. And I think you saw glimpses of that during the Japan series. You saw Nate Pearson throwing 100, dotting it on the outside corner. I mean, that is a big-time arm who they haven't had in their bullpen for quite some time. Julian Merriweather's looking like Julian Merriweather back in 2023 and now 2024. You add Ryan Pressly. So you have Porter Hodge. So you have four guys right there who could really take over games in the back end of the bullpen. So if you can get 5-6 innings from your starters, I think you're in a much better position this year than you were last year, and it'll keep you in games.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kerr Hodge encouraged me. It was nice to see that where he picked up where he left off, so to speak, in his outing.
Yeah, I mean, Porter's nasty. And I think you have to remember with Porter, this time last year, he started at double A. I mean, he was coming off a season where he was a starter. It's a completely new role for him, you know, not only being a bullpen arm, but a back end of the bullpen arm in the big leagues, expecting to get big outs for a team that's supposed to win the NL Central. But when you're talking about stuff, I mean, he's got back end of the bullpen closer type of stuff. And I think if you can combine all that with the arms that they have right now, you have four arms that could really take over the eighth and ninth inning. And I think it's a really good spot for the Cubs.
Marshall and I have been talking about what the Cubs are going to do and what the plan is for the opener against the Diamondbacks. Do you restart and just go Imanaga, Steele, 1-2 again? Or do you try to have somebody else start in that space?
And that's a really good question. I think that also depends on how these guys bounce back, how Shota bounces back, how Steele bounces back from not only pitching those high leverage pitches and innings in the Tokyo Dome, but the travel and the jet lag. So I think that you have some options where, let's say you throw that first bullpen back in spring training and it doesn't go as well. You can start Jameson Taillon and you can start Matthew Boyd, who remember put up zeros at the Tokyo Dome as well, albeit against the Nippon Baseball League team. So I think that, as I said, starting pitching is a depth for the Cubs. And if you go Taillon, Boyd, Imanaga, Steele, or Steele, Imanaga, Boyd, and Taillon, I mean, like there's mixes and matches that you could do that with. So I think the Cubs are actually in a pretty good spot with that.
Alex, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about a little Cubs. That's Alex Cohen, the Marquee Sports Network play-by-play announcer. Look forward to hearing you on the call. Maybe you'll call another no-hitter, a perfect game even.
You know what? Speak it into existence. Twist my arm, Marshall. Twist my arm. Now, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to baseball season in Chicago. Should be fun.
And thanks. Get a new shirt to celebrate.
Absolutely. I might have to buy an extra size after what I ate in Japan. But I will definitely do that. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks,
Alex Cohen. We'll see if he's barefaced or not the next time we see him on television. You can follow Alex Cohen on the artist formerly known as Twitter, @VoiceOfCohen2. When we come back, we're going to talk more about football, kind of, sort of, but really just Robert Griffin III. RG3 had an interesting tweet that...
See, you're shaking your head even already.
He was responding to some stuff about Jackie Robinson, and he is ill-informed, and that's okay, because we're here to inform the people, even the people that should know better. That's when we come back with more Bernstein and Harris, Layla Rahimi in on 670 The Score.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.